Hooray! You made it.
Okay, that's the quorum. Let's get going. I don't know. Gisela, you want to... Let's see, the recording's already going, so you want to call the roll, and then we'll get underway. Oh, Gisela may be muted because she's in a funny spot.
Wait. Sorry.
No worries.
Sorry, Mikey. On today's OpsDSSA call, we have Mikey O'Connor. Sorry, Monday the 1st of August. Mikey O'Connor, Mark Costas, Olivier Cresson-Leblanc, Jörg Schweiger looks as though he's going to join us. He's just joined Adobe Connect. And from staff, we have Patrick Jones and myself, Gisela Gruber, and no apologies noted. Thanks. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Gisela.
You did not list me, Jim Galvin.
Thanks, Jim, for getting on the list. Okay.
I thought I heard Julie and Hedlund as well.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Good. Okay.
We have to cut Gisela a little bit of slack. Her car died on the trip she was making towards the south of France yesterday, so she's in an unfortunate spot. So the fact that she missed a couple, we will excuse this. I don't have a lot for this call in terms of choices.
Hello, folks. This is York. Just dialed in.
Welcome, York.
Hi, Mikey.
We're just getting underway, so you didn't miss anything.
Okay, great.
As I was saying, I don't have a whole lot to discuss. If folks have course corrections for me, that would be great. But otherwise, I think what I'll do is basically repeat the same agenda we had on last week's call and just take each of those conversations one step further. I thought we made pretty good progress last week on the phone. As I was saying to Gisela before the call, I was tempted to send out a note yesterday saying, I'm not sure we need this call, but I decided that was probably a bad idea. So if folks have things that they'd like to discuss, I'm all ears. And I'll just sort of leave it open to the group for that. And then we'll sort of take it from there.
So this is York for the record. What you're currently suggesting, Mikey, is that as we do have kind of a scheduling of those calls in a do-it-twice manner, we do not need a specific agenda for the next upcoming call. Is that correct?
No, I thought what I would do is post the exact same agenda, where the first conversation would be about criteria and would be the longer agenda item, and the second conversation would continue the confidential information
exactly.
One, but short.
I got that right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we agreed on doing the things over and over again to make sure that participation is given for, or may be given for everybody.
Yeah. And I think we haven't gotten quite to the point, well, certainly not in criteria, and I don't think we're really there either with the confidential information one, where we would call it finished. And I think once we call one finished, then our thought was that we would repeat it on the following call so that people could see the finished result on two different calls. And I don't feel like confidential information is quite there yet. So I would sort of expect it to continue on the agenda until we're finished, and then plus one, just to give people a chance to see it twice. And I think the other thing that we would do is announce to the list that we think we're finished, so that people who are following by list can also be notified that we think we're done, and sort of a last call for comments, corrections, improvements, etc. I was going to take your stuff, Jorg. Yours is the only comment via the list so far. And when I was doing this week's draft, I debated whether to put your stuff in or not, and I decided not to, because if yours is the only comment, then we can talk about it on the phone call, and I'll drive it into the next, the next draft. So if you were looking for your stuff and didn't see it, that wasn't an accident. I actually thought about it and decided to wait.
Okay. By the way, any idea of how we would go on with the results? Let's say, for example, handling confidential information. You just pointed out that you think that probably we haven't reached the final state of this document right now. So who is to decide when we are done? Is it the co-chairs? And if we would feel that a certain document would deserve some reworking, who should we address this reworking to?
This is Mike.
Sticking to our paradigm that we are kind of organizing work, but we're certainly not coming up with all the work content by ourselves. Where,
right.
As opposed, I feel that you in person, Mikey, have done and contributed a lot to making it a document that is at least almost finished.
This is Mikey, and I don't need to dominate this part of the conversation, but my thought would be that the group, the DSSA, would decide when the document was done on one of their calls rather than us. And I haven't called for that yet because it seems at least one, maybe two iterations away from being done because people are only just now commenting on it. But my guess would be that maybe at the end of the call on Thursday, if we're lucky, we might be ready to say, as the whole DSSA, that it's done. My guess would be that it's one more week. Oh, Olivia, you got your hand up. Go ahead, Olivia.
Thank you, Mikey. I wasn't actually going to mention anything on this. I was going to comment on what we just spoke about previously. So I'm not sure whether I don't want to break the flow.
Well, let me hold on that one then, and then let's just polish that off. I think that's an important choice, is who decides things are done. You know, I'd be curious to see, Jorg, whether letting the group decide it's done is okay with you, or whether...
Yeah, fine with me.
Yeah, okay. I think that works better in terms of...
Yeah, because I think we do need the support of the group.
Yeah.
And the group certainly does have to say yes to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So the only thing we should do is really explicitly ask for their comment, and in a sense of otherwise this topic is going to be closed, and we feel that a consensus is reached and that the content is sufficient enough to close a certain topic.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that was the thought that I had. We just haven't gotten close enough for me to feel like it was worth asking the group yet, because really this week, and I'll remind people when I send out the agenda, this week was the week for people to comment on that draft by the list, and so far the only comment we've got is yours, York, so...
Okay, so let's,
you know,
let's go and wait
yeah,
for...
I think we wait. You know, we might get to a consensus call on that thing, this Thursday, because it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of opposition to where it's headed. But you know, I hadn't thought about asking for consensus yet because it was a little premature.
All right.
Okay. Olivier, take it away.
Thank you, Mikey. It actually brings us back to the previous question. Olivier here for the transcript record. A question of repeating the calls for the criteria and for the confidential information. I just wonder what guarantee do we have that we'll not have just the usual suspect. So we're effectively repeating a call with the same people on the call, saying, well, we've said everything we needed to tell each other. In which case, I know that because it is a holiday period in some parts of the world and it is rather hard to get people involved at this time of the year, it might be good for each one of us to look at the members of the wider working group in our own communities and send them a private message so as for them to contribute, even if they have to contribute on the list.
That's fine with me. I have been sort of keeping an eye on the attendance, and the attendance actually has been pretty good for a summer series of meetings. And we have a lot of folks who are quiet on the calls, but at least in terms of the GNSO folks, we've generally had 70% to 80% participation on most of the calls. And I haven't seen any indication that the other ACs and SOs are any different. I think that participation is actually startlingly good, and that the bait that we will use to bring people in is as we start showing them, you know, real content and asking them real questions, they'll start to come in on their own. But, you know, I also think that it's a fine idea to nudge people along. And, in fact, that gets to a larger question, which is I've been sort of not in a big way, but on a sort of minor level, carrying on a conversation with the GNSO folks off-list, just using the email address list that I got Glenn, which I'm doing mostly to keep the traffic off the main list. I'm happy to announce that I'm now no longer the interim temporary co-chair. I'm now the official GNSO co-chair. We had a conversation about that. And the question that comes to mind is whether we need email lists for the four or five or whatever it is subgroups, so that we can have those correspondences public. Because right now they're not being published to the world, not because we have been discussing secret stuff, but because we don't have a vehicle to do it without bothering the main list. And so, to sort of piggyback on your thought, Olivier, that's another thing that was sort of on my mind. Should we ask the folks that can do this to set up public but non-DSSA lists so that we can have those conversations with our respective groups? Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, my question really isn't about this, so I can...
Oh, okay. All right. We'll put you in the queue. Any thoughts about a separate set of mailing lists or the notion of trying to drum up some participation on the part of our respective ACs and SOs?
Olivier here, for the record, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. I was going to say, we always do that in at large. We always have a local at large mailing list for our work that takes place in cross-community working groups. So certainly, I think it's probably really up to everyone to do whatever they want on their part. But we'll probably have one that we'll have set up
I'll discuss this with the executive committee, and we'll take it from there. Thank you.
Okay. So maybe that's the way to do it, is leave it with each SO to do it their normal way, because I could certainly do that with Glenn on the GNSO side as well. Does that seem like a workable approach for others?
So, Jim, has a comment?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think your response of just leaving it to individual SOs and ACs to do it, to do what they think is best for them, is probably right. I mean, I was going to comment in general before Olivier jumped in that, you know, additional mailing list just sounds like more process for the sake of process. I mean, if we're going to communicate, I don't know why we wouldn't just do it on the list. And if you need to have a private communication, then you can have a private communication. But anyway, I'm fine with leaving it up to each individual group to do what they think is best. Thank you.
Yeah, my concern is mostly keeping the main list fairly quiet and not having a bunch of GNSO chatter on there that the rest of you don't care about. And, so I think for us, anyway, I'll peel off a separate list.
Well, I guess this is Jim again. I mean, I guess I'm confused by the phrase GNSO chatter. I mean, if we're talking about the DSSA work, shouldn't it be on the list? I mean, why is it happening in private, and why would you consider that chatter? So, DSSA list to be active if we're all participating and engaged.
Yeah, it's just that it was pretty internal communication. It was basically trying to figure out who our chair was and, you know, stuff like that, which isn't really content for the DSSA group. Certainly, I would expect content to go to the DSSA list.
Okay,
but
all right.
I didn't want to bug everybody with a big long chat about, hey, anybody want to be chair? No, you're doing fine, Mikey, and all that kind of stuff. That seemed like, because I am really sensitive to the volume of email that we all get, and so I tend to try and keep things off of the main list if I can, if they're just purely process stuff.
Yeah. So this is Jim again. Thank you for, you know, that clarification. That's fine. I guess I'm curious, though, why the DSSA list should be low in volume. I mean, since we also were just talking about trying to engage other people, more people, and using the list as a way to do that, I would think the list needs to be as active as it needs to be in order to be engaged. Or are you suggesting that our work is supposed to occur only on the phone calls and thus the list would be light volume?
I misspoke. I didn't mean that we should try to keep the DSSA list quiet of content. I love high content lists. Witness the vertical integration list that published 4,000 emails in the same number of months, I think. So content's fine. I just didn't want to get a bunch of process chatter on there that would, you know, some lists get so process-oriented that people stop reading them because there isn't much of interest. But in terms of content, I'm all for that. I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, thank you. Then I'm good.
Okay, cool. Anybody else on this sort of list?
Yeah, this is Jörg. Let me point out what I think about it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be flooded by a number of emails that are more or less chatting about internal G stuff.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want everybody else to read the respective CCNSO stuff. So what I would like is that if we would want to communicate with our organization and just, for example, encourage them to start working on the topic or whatsoever, I wouldn't want to have this kind of content on the DSSA list. If I would feel that somebody would rely any information to me that is supposed to be shared by the whole community, then I would encourage them to put it on the list. And otherwise, I would feel that it is my responsibility to relay that information. So let's keep everything in a very closed circle that is not contributing to each and everybody, and especially to content, and try to relay only the things that are really important for the work of the group as a whole. And secondly, to make sure that we do have the appropriate means to communicate with our organization, I would really appreciate if somebody from the ICANN staff could just set up a mailing list for the CCNSO, for the GNSO, and so forth, where we can use this mailing list to chat or whatever we feel is appropriate or has to be done to get the work going.
That works for me. Anybody else got thoughts on that? Because I could just ask, well, you know, either Gisela or Julie or, you know, any of the folks who are on the call right now could probably just take that as an action item to set up those lists. And then if we sort of had that rule in the back of our minds that purely within our AC/SO conversations happened on those lists, and then the spillover that affected the whole group, you know, we could just make sure we cross-post to the main list. That seems like a pretty reasonable approach to me.
So this is Mark Hosters. I have, as I'm trying to play catch-up here, missing a number of meetings and trying to assess the context, it seems to be much the same on the list. Unless you are able to sort of follow the list, you don't really understand the context. And I guess more is better than less, because you can always filter off, put it in some other mailbox, do things later from an individual basis. I guess I would like to see more instead of less in this area, especially since our list is so light to begin with, at least compared to my other lists.
Yeah, I think this list is going to get busier as we now are, you know, we really transitioned into, quote, real work, unquote, last week. So I think that combined with summer, I'm thinking that our list is going to get busier. But the other thought that I had is that we would set up these sublists as normal, public, visible to the world lists, so that if folks wanted to catch up on the sub conversations, they could easily go do that. There's nothing going on in the GNSO conversation that's private. It's just not. It's just boring. And so, what if we made them public lists? So that, you know, somebody kind of coming back into the conversation like you are, Mark, could zoom off to the archive, read the archive, and kind of catch up on what was going on. Would that sort of cover the issue that you're worried about?
I guess that would cover the issue better than having private lists. That's certainly true.
Yeah, private list is really my concern, you know, and we're not doing it to be secret. We're doing it just because we aren't, you know, we don't have a list to be public. That's really what I'm gunning for, is, you know, transparency without chatter.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Let's see. Somebody had their hand up, but then it went down. So are we sort of done with this topic? The summary, I think, is maybe Julie, since you're probably more at your office than Gisela is, she's sort of in transit, could you take the action to just set up 4 sublists? Or?
Yeah, actually, Mikey, I'll do that with Gisela, because I personally don't know how to set up the list. I'll need her help one way or another, but I will coordinate that with her, and when she gets to a place where we can work on it, we'll take care of it.
Cool.
Sorry, he's right here, just to say, we'll get it sorted for me.
Gisela, that sentence was totally incomprehensible. Can you
I'm
try
sorry.
That?
I'll try again. I'll
there
try to talk to Julie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Poor Gisela, she's stuck in who knows where. Okay, so the summary is sublists public for the ACs and SOs. We will keep operational chatter to those lists. And then all the way back to Olivier's point, which was, should we nudge our membership? And my thought is, let's do that as the inaugural moment on those sublists. That'll be a good way to test the lists and also accomplish what I think Olivier was trying to get to, which was make sure that our members are on the calls. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. Olivier, for the record. It actually wasn't only just to get them to attend the calls. I think attendance is fine, as you said, but it's actually for them to provide input, because it's great to have 10 people on a call, but when only three provide their input, it sometimes feels a little bit like the, well, it just doesn't inspire confidence. Thank you.
Yeah, and in fact, we're starting to get a little bit of feedback on that, so I'll try and mention that on the call, too, that we really don't want the usual suspects to do all the talking. So, yeah, I agree. Good point. Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, so I actually do have a point now on this. So this is a large list. It's a large working group. So for those from the SOs and ACs who are attending the calls, can't you report back to those who had previously put their hand up and haven't been as active and try to either encourage them to be on calls or following rather than in – I don't think there needs to be a whole lot of process behind it. It should be that those who have been active report back to those who previously had expressed an interest and encourage them to either continue or keep following. And the other point that I've got on this is I maybe like Jim, I don't understand the need for separate lists. If everyone who's said they want to participate in the working group is on the list, they should just have discussion on the list rather than fragment into more sublists. I just don't see it as useful. But if that's how you want to go, that's totally fine. The point I wanted to make earlier, I've actually put in the chat. So it's, at some point, the group should,
that one.
Yeah, should start to think about Dakar or the meeting. Because it's coming up quickly or quicker than we think, and even though it's holiday time for a lot of people, suddenly going to come back, or it'll be early September, and you know, time will have passed for the opportunity to post anything early enough. Or if we don't want to post anything, still we should give some thought to what kind of meeting you want to have there. That's
yeah, and I've been giving thought as to whether I can get there or not, and at least at this point, at least for me, I'm not going to be able to get there. I just can't afford to do two incredibly expensive meetings out of the grocery money in 1 year. It puts the ICANN bill at like $6,000 for me, and so I think I'm going to pass on Dakar. So we should definitely start thinking about what we want to do there. I think we'll go ahead and set up the sublist, and then ACs and SOs co-chairs can use them as they choose. If you know, some of us, certainly I'm pretty keen on keeping some of the purely GNSO operational chatter off the main list, but let's let that go sort of co-chair by co-chair, and let's get on to this one. This is a good topic that we should probably leave on our agenda for the ops gang for a few weeks anyway. Olivier, do you want to kick us off on that one, or is yours a different topic?
I'm sorry, my hand is up from a previous time.
Okay.
I apologize.
No worries. Well, let me sketch out sort of where I've been mentally thinking. I haven't proposed this formally, but my thought was that the big deal deliverable for Dakar would be the list of threats, not the analysis of the threats, but the list that says, okay, we've been thinking about this for several months, and we, the DSSA, are either in agreement that this is the list of threats, or we're pretty close. You know, we're at least close enough that we have something that we can publish. And that then, that would be sort of the major target. That's the first big chunk of the work plan. And that the reporting out of that chunk would be Dakar. Unless it turns out that it takes us a lot longer than I think. In which case we'll say, well, we're working on it, but we haven't gotten there yet. But anyway, that was sort of my mental thought, was that all the...
Sorry, but sorry to interrupt. This is Jim. I'm going to have to sign up for you. I'm trying to get through security, and they don't like telephones.
Oh, okay. Great to have you on the call, Jim. Safe travel.
So, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Bye.
Anyway, so if you, I don't know if I can do this. We'll see how fast I am on my Adobe Connect skills. Let me just see if I can share the, there it is. If we go, I'm going to keep the navigation for a minute. So, you know, launch sort of ended at Singapore. And the thought that I had in my head, anyway, was that this chunk would end, or at least hopefully be close to done, at Dakar. And so, as you look at the work plan, we're getting pretty close to the point where this work plan may need to be resequenced. It depends on whether we do the whole list as a single body, in which case we wouldn't need to break into subteams. So far, we seem to be doing pretty well at that. But that this is sort of the work that we would try and wrap up in Dakar. Does that sort of meet with... Oh, and I was just going to ask Patrick the very question that you already answered. Do other folks have thoughts about this? Does this seem like a reasonable approach? Because that was sort of... It was good that you raised that point, Patrick, because I don't think I ever actually said that out loud. So I'll let folks talk instead of me talking. I'm getting... Silence means assent, maybe? Okay, well, that's kind of the plan. And I think actually we're doing pretty well. I mean, we had a pretty good call last week, and I'm sort of anticipating a really interesting call this week on criteria. And then we're going to, you know, criteria is sort of another layer of all this, so we need to push through the criteria discussion and at least get to a rough cut answer on that fairly quickly so that we can move on to doing the same sort of thing with threats. I kind of like having a trial run with criteria to sort of get the operation of the working group figured out, but if we make the kind of progress on threats that we did on criteria, I think we can hit this pretty comfortably. And then what we do in Dakar, I am all ears. I don't have strong opinions about that because, as I say, I don't think I'm going to be there. So what do people think about what we should try to accomplish in Dakar?
So, Mikey, this is Mark. Do you think that we will, if we get the classification done for what sort of levels of security or agreements we need, then maybe we can start playing with, okay, given this threat, see where this all fits in. I think that's not a bad idea to start playing with it like that.
Yeah, and you know, I think the thing is, the first part is, name the threats, and then test the group and say, is this all the threats? And then if there are threats that can't even be described without confidential information, then that's the point, the instant that we need to drop into subgroups so that we can protect the information providers with that process that we're sketching out about confidential information. And then if it turns out that simply naming the threats doesn't reveal confidential information, we can skip that. But I think that's sort of up to folks like you and some of the folks from the big registry registrar. Members as to whether there are any threats that can't even be named without revealing confidential information. And we need to get to that pretty quickly in the threats discussion so that if we do have some of those, we can protect the process of developing the definition. Did that make sense, or was that a total ramble?
To me, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Now, just to put you on the spot a little bit, can you conceive of threats that are... I don't want to hear them, because this is a public call, but can you think of threats that will require the disclosure of confidential information just to describe the threat, not to actually analyze it?
Yes.
Really, that's going to require confidential information, but just saying it out loud is confidential.
Yes.
Okay. That's really good feedback, because then what we probably need to do is stick to the work plan as it's written, and maybe on the next call put out a call for work teams for members of a subgroup that can start looking at some of those threats that you're describing, Mark, and figure out a way to sanitize the description, if it's possible, to be brought over to the whole working group. And if it's not possible, that's probably the beginning of the confidential subteam.
Yep.
So I'll take that as an action to work that into the agenda. Because I think we do need to get the whole criteria thing and the confidential information thing precedes this step in the work plan, and we do need to get on to the threats discussion so that we can hit the car with considerable, with substance, you know, rather than just process. Okay. So, thinking about Dakar, I mean, I thought that the meeting in Singapore was really productive. The work that the groups did was pretty substantial and formed a really solid basis for the work that we're doing right now. So I think a repeat of a meeting like that would be fantastic. And it's not a real hard meeting to run, so it's not like Magic Mikey needs to be there to run the meeting. I can participate by phone. I just don't think I can afford to get there in person. So that would be my preference, is to... Olivia, you want to expand on the workshop idea? rather than having to type all that, you poor dear.
Yeah, sure, Mikey. Thank you. This is Olivier. I was just going to say that I think the workshop in Singapore went really well, and having a face-to-face brainstorming session is always something which I find that we're lacking, because we never see each other that much. Certainly, brainstorming sessions on the phone are not the same thing as when seeing each other's faces. So I would certainly prefer a workshop rather than something where there's a presentation and everyone's sitting in a classroom style. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just hate those presentation ones. It seems like such a huge waste of having everybody there, to have one person talking and everybody else listening.
Yep.
York's got a good question going in the chat. Why don't people just chime in the chat as to whether you're planning to be at the car or not? I think a workshop, and it is possible to break Adobe into subgroups as well. And so if it turns out that a lot of people can't make Dakar, I can learn how to do that in Adobe, and maybe we could have a couple of subgroups going in Adobe as well. So,
Mikey, if we use Adobe, it would be nice if we used the integrated feature using the mic on Adobe Connect itself, as opposed to having to call through the phone.
Yeah, I think that's right. I know that the telephone logistics that you had to cope with were pretty rugged. And I know that one time when I was talking to you, there's about a two-second delay. And so I had headphones on, because I think Christina handed me the headphones and then a mic, and I was in that sort of bizarro can't-talk mode for a minute. So I agree, we'll have to work on the logistics of that. And maybe another thing to do is poll the group and see how many of the whole group are going to be able to get to the car. And if it turns out that a really large proportion of folks are not, that puts even more pressure on to try and get a little bit creative with the Adobe room so that we could break out into subgroups a little bit, come back in together, et cetera. Well, I think you can do it. I mean, Olivia said in the chat that I might be able to teach people how to do that as subgroups, but at least theoretically, that's doable, and I love new toys, so I don't know. Bright shiny objects, oh boy. I don't know that we need to figure out the topic of the session in Senegal just yet, because I think that probably emerges as we get closer to the date and we know a little bit better how far we've gotten through the work. We're actually screaming through a pretty fair amount of content at a pretty good speed, so we might have gotten ourselves pretty far down the path and could start transitioning into the analysis of threats phase, which would be pretty cool. But I think we have to wait a bit and see sort of how far we get. One of the things we might want to do, though, is sketch out how much time and what day we want to do this early, so that we don't get caught in a scheduling shuffle sort of the way we did before. And my inclination, if it's okay with everybody else, would be to make the meeting a little bit longer. At least for me, it felt like that meeting that we had in Singapore sort of went by in an absolute flash, and I came away sort of feeling like we could have had another half an hour or even an hour in that room together and gotten a lot done. But I don't know. What other people think about that? getting a lot, so we'll sort of put that on the topic list. And,
Mikey, this is Julie.
Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, so we are somewhat constrained for time. We certainly can try to extend the time. I think we had an hour and a half scheduled for the last meeting. We could try for 2 hours, but it depends on whether or not we will have a room that we can have for 2 hours. My understanding is that the meeting space at the venue in Dakar is quite constrained, and there's a lot of demand for it. So while we can request to have a longer meeting, I can't guarantee that there'll necessarily be a room that we can have for that. I'll work with Bart and Patrick when we set this up with the meetings team. I also would recommend that we stick with a time on Thursday, perhaps mid-morning on Thursday, because we've got some substantial conflicts on other days. And as you may know, we typically do not schedule anything on Fridays. So we're probably stuck with Thursday, and we'll do our best as staff to see if we can extend the time.
The one scheduling thing that would be really nice is to see if we can schedule this not in conflict with the AOC SSR team, which is what it was at Singapore.
Yeah, Mikey, this is Julie. We certainly can try, but I have to say that, again, it's extremely difficult to find times that don't have at least one conflict somewhere. What we do try to do when we schedule meetings is ask that there not be conflicts with certain groups, and we'll ask that again and certainly do our best to try to make sure that doesn't happen.
That would be great, because several people sort of wandered up scratching their heads saying, but wait, I want to go to that one too. I said, yeah, I know. Well, there you go. So anyway, a two-hour slot I think would be a good thing to try for. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. Olivier speaking. And sorry, I'm going to say I'd rather go for a one-and-a-half-hour slot because it's a brainstorming session, and I do find people do get a bit tired after a while. So feeling the pressure for an hour and a half rather than a two-hour slot where people wander off, get coffee, come back, et cetera, is sometimes a bit. Then again, I'm not really bothered whichever way it goes. So.
Well, and I wasn't working as hard.
It's better for two. No worries.
Yeah. I mean, I was mainly just sitting around, so I had a much easier time at the meeting in Singapore than everybody else. Who were
it's just that most of us are running around, and so taking a two-hour slot is sometimes more of a break than than something that's very productive. So
yeah.
I don't know. Whichever, but I'd be happier with an hour and a half, same as before. Thanks.
Well, I don't have real strong opinions either way, so. Why don't we stick with?
Julie,
go ahead, Julie.
We'll probably have a better chance if we go for a 1.5 hour slot. I would be surprised if we would be able to get a room for a full 2 hours. But
okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't know about the constraints on the meeting rooms. That's good info. Really good info. Okay, well, so let's do an hour and a half in Dakar. Now, the other question that comes to mind is that's a working group working session. Do we also need a probably much shorter session to communicate what we're doing to the rest of the ICANN community? Essentially an update session? Or do we do that through our respective ACs and SOs? And if we do that, do we miss? I mean, one of the things that we want to try and continue to do is recruit additional folks and make the awareness of what we're doing as broad as possible. And one of the advantages of a sort of all-community meeting is, we tend to reach out beyond the boundaries of our respective organizations. It's certainly going to be easier to schedule updates to our respective ACs and SOs, because, you know, at least in terms of the GNSO, I can just get myself inserted on the Saturday-Sunday agenda and update the GNSO that way. Presuming I don't get mad and stomp off and leave Yorick holding the bag again.
Okay, this is Yorick. Hi, Mikey. I really appreciate to do that, but to the point, I think whether or not there should be a session for the whole ICANN community, this is strongly depending on the progress we have been able to achieve at this point in time. So I wouldn't want to decide on it right now whether or not we would have to schedule something, but leave it open a little bit more to what we could come up with as a result, because if we wouldn't have that much, in that case, I think it's sufficient just to make sure that we do inform all of our respective organizations. Whereas if something shiny and new would come up, then it might very well make sense to inform the whole and the global community about that fact and solicit some more co-workers and whatsoever. But if we do not have substantially different things to tell as opposed to what we have been telling them with the inception of the group, I do not see any further need for that.
Yeah, my hope would be that we would have that list of threats done, and that would be a pretty substantial piece that we'd want to tell the community. And in a way, having a public commitment to doing that is a good motivator. Fear is a good motivator, you know. If we were sitting there facing this giant hole in the ICANN schedule and no material to fill it, I bet we'd get a lot done towards the end of the period leading up to the meeting. But I'm fine waiting a bit to make that call. Julie, what's sort of the effective drop-dead date on requesting a meeting like that? Because that's probably important.
Meeting requests really will be going out soon. We get a form that we fill out as staff for the various meetings that the community has asked for. And I should note that there will be scheduled time on the weekend for an update to the GNSO Council on the work of the DSSA work group. That will be on either Saturday or Sunday, and Glenn typically coordinates that agenda. She'll ask from a staff, you know, which updates we want to provide to the council. I'll let her know that there'll be a DSSA work group update because I know the council will want one. So that will happen on the weekend. Bart could probably explain to you once he's around, you know, what is the best way as far as doing an update to the CCNSO for the various SOs and ACs, they'll coordinate their updates accordingly. Jim will probably give an update to the SAC at either its private meeting or at the public meeting that we'll have Thursday morning. So we're starting to gather those requests, and just so you know, I went ahead and sent a message to Bart and Christina and Patrick saying, let's go ahead and try to schedule, 1.5 hours for the DSSA work group session on Thursday, working around some of the other meetings that we know will happen that day and noting that it can't conflict with the AOC-SSR review team meeting, so we'll try to work around that. I should note that the deadline for submitting documents for public discussion in Dakar is September 30th. So if we actually have something we want to publish in any form and get community input on it in Dakar, it would have to be published by the 30th. That doesn't mean that we can't have a public session in Dakar and still talk about the things that we're doing, but if we have a specific document that we'd like feedback on, the document deadline is the 30th.
Thanks, Julie. That As you were talking, one of the ideas that popped into my head is that the GNSO does have a tendency to do the updates twice. We do them on Saturday and Sunday during the working sessions, but then updates also show up again in the public meeting. And so maybe what we do is we essentially let those public meeting updates cover the update to the community job, rather than having a, especially given the fact that meetings are going to be tough to schedule in Dakar, rather than having a separate one as a tentative approach. Because if the GNSO has a public update and the ESSAC has a public update, you know, that's going to get the word out pretty well about what we're doing. And we'd probably cover that, at least for Dakar. Okay.
Gisela.
Oh, Gisela, go ahead.
Left.
Oh, Gisela left. All right, it's 9 o'clock. Oh, yikes, it's 9 o'clock. We got to stop this call. Anything else urgent that we need to talk about? Okay, well, we'll do a pretty similar agenda to next time, and I'll listen to the transcript and pick off a couple of action items I gave myself and follow up on those. Julie, could you make sure that the transcript gets back to us? I'm not sure that...
Yeah, Mike, this is Julie. It'll go to Gisela, and so I won't actually be able to get it. I'll have to get it from her, or she'll send it around shortly.
Okay.
I don't actually have contact with the Verizon people, sorry.
Yeah, this one's the Digo, but anyway.
I also, it's something that you have a special account for, and then you get access to these things. I don't actually have the account. She has it, so I'll work on that.
Cool. All right, folks. We filled up an hour. Way to go. I'll see you guys on Thursday. That's it for me.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.